Well, Paul, were you the happiest man in the stadium when that last pass with 2 seconds was incomplete?
Oh my gosh, man! You know, I wish we wouldn't have been in that situation, but you know, we came out on top, and we got done what we needed to. So,
well, talk about the play before that. They called you for a personal foul after the play. The game was basically over at that point. How did you see the play?
Yeah, I was just getting held real bad, so I threw my left arm up to get him off me. And, you know, we were exchanging some words, and I thought it was a terrible call, but, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but he flopped and made a big scene out of it, and the ref clear on the other side of the field called it. I think it was unnecessary, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. You wish you wouldn't have done it as soon as you saw that yellow flag, right?
Right.
Yeah, because you knew the game was over at that point. But luckily you guys pulled through. Defensively, you did a pretty good job stopping their run. They held them to a lot. You know, they had 350-yard plus field goals. It seems like the defense is getting better each week.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we just, you know, the more we play together, the more comfortable we get. And I think we're going to have some things to correct every week, but I feel as a whole we're going for sure.
How did it feel good for Kerry Williams to get that? Some people were, he was getting some balls caught on him, which happens in this league.
Yeah.
But he makes the big play, and those points are the whole difference in the game.
Absolutely. You know, Kerry's he's a hard worker. He's a guy who has a lot of passion for the game, wants to win. So I'm just happy for him. You know, he deserves to make those kind of plays, and like I said, I'm real happy for him.
I'm happy for you that the last pass was incomplete too, Paul.
Yeah, me too.